Hello, everyone. I am your host, Eileen Ligot Dizon, an attorney licensed here in the state of Texas and in the Philippines. And I am also the managing partner of the Ligot Dizon Law Firm, which is based in Houston, Texas. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening sa lahat ng mga nanonood at nakikinig sa atin ngayon. Welcome sa Usapang Off the Record. Dito natin pag-uusapan ng mga mahalagang legal issues at iba't ibang mga jurisdictions yan, iba't ibang mga laws sa different jurisdictions, different countries, and different states. Kaya naman kung bago kayo sa Usapang Off the Record, nice ko lang i-share sa inyo na ang Usapang Off the Record ay aired by Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy, which is produced by Roof Chamber Media Corporation based in Dallas, Texas. Yan. And of course, tayo po ay live streaming sa Facebook and YouTube. And the recorded live show will be available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Listen Notes. Yan. Kaya naman, i-click nyo na ang like button. At i-follow nyo na ang Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy Facebook page. At syempre, mag-subscribe na rin kayo sa Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy YouTube para mapanood ninyo yung mga iba't ibang programa na ipalalabas dito. At isa nga lang dito ay ang Roof, Usapang Off the Record. Yan. So tune in and join us for a deep dive into legal issues that could change your life. Well, for today's episode, pag-uusapan natin off the record ang DIVORCE, divorce. Yan, it's a very big topic. At syempre pa, makakasama natin ngayon ay isang lawyer sa Philippines. Isa rin siyang teacher, professor, researcher, writer, author, cultural worker, elder, and presently a doctoral student na malapit na matapos in public administration. She's serving all the three branches of the government, ang judicial, ang legislative, at ang executive. She was named as one of the 100 influential Filipinas for the year 2015 by the Filipino Women Network in San Francisco, California. She graduated with honors from the UP, or University of the Philippines, Integrated School, and obtained her BA MA honors in political science and Bachelor of Law, or Juris Doctor, and her bioethics program from the University of the Philippines, my own alma mater then. And she is currently a senatorial candidate in this year's election in the Philippines. Kaya naman, samahan niyo ako na i-welcome natin sa Usapang Off the Record si Attorney Agnes Joyce Bailen. Welcome to the show!
Mabuhay mga kapwa ko Pilipino sa Amerika at sa mga manonood nito pag ilalabas mamaya. So thank you very much for guesting me here. It's an honor and a privilege to appear sa Usapang Off the Record.
Maraming salamat, Attorney Agnes, at pinaunlakan mo ang aming imbitasyon. Actually, live tayo ngayon sa YouTube at saka sa Facebook. Yan. Kanina pala nabanggit ko na you're one of the 100 influential Filipinas for the year 2015, ano, by the Filipino Women Network sa San Francisco. Could you please tell us more about that?
All right. So at that time, I was the chief of staff of celebrity politician Lani Mercado Revilla. The award that I got, it was a behind the scenes leader award for helping my principal to perform her duties and obligations as a legislator in the House of Representatives. So I was nominated, and after deliberations, the Filipino Women Network based in San Francisco, and I think at the time it is it's Marilee Mondejar, who was the president. I think up to now she's still the president. So they said that I got it, but I have to be present to receive the award. And at that time, I was also taking care of my mom. She was struggling. She was fighting for her life at St. Luke's Medical Center. So it was really a tough year for me. And I said it was the best year and the worst year of my life. My mom knew that I was I got the award. So when she died September, I had to talk to dad, to my dad, and I said, "Dad, given our resources right now, do you think we can still spare, because I won't get the award if I won't receive it personally in San Francisco."
Oh,
but my family pulled the resources together. That's why I was able to go to San Francisco to get that award. So
Well,
that's
you
why it's
deserve
very,
it.
very important to me, because I help empower a woman, because she
Of
was a
course.
neophyte politician at that time. She was a housewife wanting to actualize herself, and she became outstanding congresswoman every year. That's why she was elevated the Hall of Fame.
Wow, very inspiring naman talaga yan. Para pala sa kalaman ng lahat, ano, every year March is designated as Women's History Month, you know, and we also celebrate yung International Women's Day in March then. Kaya naman, let me take this opportunity na rin, ha, to invite you all to a virtual conference. Ikaw din, Attorney Agnes, we have this virtual conference called Celebrating Women Inspiring Change, which is organized by the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce Texas and the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce Texas Foundation. You know, aside from serving as the vice chair ng PACC Texas Greater Houston Region, I am also part of this, you know, of this event, to of the women's initiative to working to make this event happen. So iniimbitahan ko kayo, watch out for more information later on, or you can visit pacctexas.org for more info. Ayan,
yeah,
nakapag
looking
plug pa
forward to
ako, di
this.
ba?
Wow,
Yes.
talaga, grabe talaga. Go, 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 women.
Yes, we support each other, you know?
Yes.
Well, at Attorney Agnes, meron ka bang ano, ibang alam na dialect aside from Tagalog? Meron ka bang province sa atin?
You know, when I was growing up kasi, my mom, she was an Ibanag. And my father, Pangasinense, ang
Uy.
sinasalita. But ang common nila is Ilocano.
Oh,
so,
I'm not
when I was
surprised. I'm
growing
not
up,
surprised.
I couldn't really make a distinction. Sometimes I'm saying words na iba nagpala. Kasi, di ba pag bata ka, hindi mo alam kung ano ba talaga yung pure Ilocano, pure Ibanag, or pure Pangasinense. So, when I'm talking to some friends, sometimes, sabihin ko Ilocano, pero hindi naman pala. So, at least I have a small understanding of the different dialects. And hopefully, when I go around, I will be able to learn more about these languages of our country that really contains really our local history because
Yes.
of oral history.
Oo, importante yan. Ako nga, I try to practice my, ano, kasi my Pangasinense. Kasi galing, my dad is from Pangasinan, my mom from Bicol. So, halo din. Minsan, yung Bicol, hindi ko masyado natutunan kasi Tagalog na mostly yung mom ko. So, may mga nahahalo ng mga Bicol language. Pero, marunong ako mag-Pangasinense. Kaya, marunong ko bang bumati sa kanila sa Pangasinense?
Balbalik, guys. Salamat.
Ay, on! Kumusta kilan amin, ditan, at Pangasinan, di ba? Tapos, namimix siya sa Ilocano eh. So, yeah, ako nakakaintindi ng Ilocano. Sometimes nakakapagsalita rin ako pero mas nasasabi ko yung Pangasinense. Pero nakakaintindi ako ng Tagalog.
My dad
I mean,
says,
ng Ilocano.
Anthropologist na yung Pangasinense nga daw parang nga daw German language.
Really?
O kasi marami tayong mga consonants sa Pangasinense. Yung Ilocano naman, 'di ba, medyo marami din, oo. So, ayun ang sinasabi lang kaya daw medyo mahirap matutunan among all the three languages nga yung Pangasinense, oo. Pero marami po, as in talagang kailangan po natin ng support ng Pangasinan para manalo po tayo sa election.
Okay, so anyway, maganda rin naman na ano natin yung natanong natin kasi sa akin importante na, you know, alam natin yung sarili nating lingwahe, wika, yan, importante yan para maparating natin ang mga mensahe sa ating mga kababayan. Kaya nga itong show namin na ito is actually Taglish ang tawag natin dito na Tagalog English because we are being heard and watched by Filipinos all over the world. We are internet based. That's why they can watch us live on Facebook and YouTube. Okay, so punta na tayo sa topic natin kasi alam ko maraming naghihintay dyan. Maraming mga katanungan kasi based sa practice ko as a divorce attorney here in Texas, napakarami talagang tanong tungkol dyan. Maraming mga kababayan natin ang nagtatanong kung ano, ang Pilipinas ba, sa Pilipinas ba ay nire-recognize niya ang foreign divorce. So, kaya naman simulan na natin ang ating discussion. So, according to an article, you know, sa LA Times, outside the Vatican daw, Philippines is the only country that prohibits divorce. Parang tayo na lang naiwanan sa buong mundo. Ano ba ang sinasabi ng Family Code of the Philippines about divorce, Attorney Agnes?
Wala nga tayong divorce sa Family Code, but Attorney Eileen, according to PD 1083, meron talaga tayong divorce. And we grant that divorce to our Muslim brothers and sisters.
Yes.
But that law only applies to both kung parties are mga Muslims.
Muslims,
so
yes.
Muslims, They are really our brothers and sisters before the Christians or the friars came to the Philippines. And I asked my dad and some historians if we really have instances of divorce in the Philippines pre-Spanish times. Mm-hmm. And my dad said, yeah, there are even indigenous people. Unfortunately nga lang, hindi masyadong na-call yung information na to. These are really disparate. But if you look at our culture and history, divorce is recognized in our country. But dominant kasi tayo mga Christians. That's why the family code, which applies of general application, is the one that is applied in the country right now.
I see. So basically, meron talagang divorce pero sa mga Muslim communities.
And some indigenous people.
And indigenous people, yes, I see. Actually, nabasa ko yung sa mga Muslims eh. But ilang percentage ba ang Catholics sa Philippines? 80%?
80% daw, around yes. 80%. And then we also have some Protestants. And then yung mga Muslims natin around alam mo, unfortunately, when I was at DBM, I was asking, what is mm-hmm. really the data on our Muslims? Yeah. PSA, the Philippine Statistics Authority, and the National Commission on Indigenous People, they couldn't reconcile their data. So sabi ko, sana i-reconcile nyo yung data na yan kasi binabayaran tayo para meron tayong data so we can make policies. And hopefully, ngayon sinasabi ko na, kung ako yung mananalo, NCIP, PSA, oo, please get those data because I'm gonna need that if I'm gonna be studying and pushing for this divorce bill. Kung hindi yes. mapapasa ngayon. Oh.
Yeah, kasi talaga naman, data ay pinaka-importante yan in helping us make a decision, yes. really, and you know, analyze and make decisions of what's happening. You know, yung sa, gusto ko may brought up yung sa divorce ulit, no? So, absolutely, between Filipinos, walang divorce, pero merong sinasabi yung family code na parang exception dyan. Let me read the wordings, ha? Article 26 of the Family Code, ang sabi niya doon, yung second paragraph, where a marriage between a Filipino citizen and a foreigner, I mean the foreign national, is validly celebrated and a divorce is thereafter validly obtained abroad by the alien spouse, capacitating him or her to remarry, then the Filipino spouse shall have the capacity to remarry under the Philippine law. So, ang question ko dito, if a valid divorce is obtained in foreign country, kasi na, ito yung parang exception, di ba? Kasi absolutely, hindi pwede ang divorce between Filipinos, no?
Yes.
So ito yung tumata yung exception. So assuming na, okay, if a valid divorce is obtained in foreign country, assuming it falls under this exception, will it be recognized in the Philippines? And if it is, could you please tell us the process? Kasi ang pagkakaintindi ko dito, hindi naman porket nag-divorce ka na, you're done. You have to do something on the in the Philippines apart ng Filipino citizen.
Yes. So the family code was promulgated by the late President Corazon Aquino in 1987 and took effect in 1988. But since then, jurisprudence has really pushed really the concept really of recognizing divorce. Before, if the alien got a divorce, mm-hmm. then the Filipino spouse, because it's unfair for the for example, for the foreigner to get a divorce, and then mm-hmm. the Filipino spouse will still remain married to that foreigner who's already married by that time to another
yes.
person, right? So mm-hmm. that's why this exception was recognized. That's why the family code was amended. But mm-hmm. the Supreme Court in due time has really resolved this because there are many cases that came in. The very latest case is the Republic versus Manalo.
Tenedo Manalo.
Yes. Yeah, so this is a landmark case that was decided in 2018, and the ponente at the time is Justado Peralta, Justice Peralta.
At sabihin lang natin yung ponente, ah, kasi syempre yeah. language natin yun eh. Yung sumulat po yun ang ponente.
Yes.
Yung justice na nag-decide ng case.
Yeah. Yan. So ang sabi niya kasi, nangyari kasi dito, merong isang Pilipina who got married to a Japanese.
Yes.
And then, ang nangyari, 'di ba? Kasi yung old rule, yung sa second paragraph that you read, dapat yung foreigner ang kukuha ng divorce para ma-recognize yun sa Pilipinas. But in this case, in 2018, that's the Supreme Court really expanded. Kasi even the Filipina na can get the divorce herself so long as married siya sa isang foreigner na nagre-recognize noong divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Na iyon. So kumbaga, in this case, it was the Filipina who got the divorce. And then, so she got the divorce decree from Japan, presented here in the Philippines, but it was denied. It was granted, but then it was denied.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it reached the Supreme Court, after because there was a resolution, but mm-hmm. the court said that that divorce decree is legal,
mm-hmm.
and Manalo, the Filipina, was able to prove it. That's why
yes.
it relegated it to the lower court and said, okay, recognize that divorce decree. So ngayon, expanded na, hindi lang yung foreigner ang kukuha ng divorce, ang Pilipino na rin, pwede siyang kumuha ng divorce kung yung asawa niyang foreigner ay may divorce doon sa bansa at nakuha nila yung divorce na valid and that can be recognized in the Philippines.
Yes,
so,
katulad nga sa Japan, no? Kasi sa Japan, valid ang divorce.
Yes. So ngayon, you mentioned, ano ba yung requisite? So nilay down doon mm-hmm. sa Republic versus Manalo kung ano yung requirements.
Yes.
So kailangan, you have to prove talaga na meron talagang divorce talaga na nangyari. And
mm-hmm.
then you have to have that validated by the DFA na yung kumuha ng red, di ba? The red ribbon.
The red ribbon, yes.
The postillion. So pupunta ka doon, nasan sabi mo, ay, totoo may divorce to. So that will be presented to the court. And the court, dahil inisyo to, sinertify to ng ating sariling embassy or consul,
yes.
Consular office, and they will see, okay, because presumption of regularity of function. And they will recognize that divorce. And so, dapat, kailangan sa korte yon. Hindi ka
diretso. That's right.
Kasi, hindi ibig sabihin, ay, nakakuha ko ng divorce sa Japan, pupunta na ako sa
LSA. Okay na, tapos na.
Kukunin mo na to. Recognize, hindi po ganun, unfortunately.
May process.
Yes.
So, may court process yan, Attorney Agnes. Kailangan nila ng abogado to help them file the petition sa is it the regional trial court?
Regional trial court
ng Philippines. So, hindi
yes.
basta-basta porket meron ka ng divorce decree, paparegister mo na yon. Hindi. Mm. You have to go through
kung
some court proceeding.
Yung petitioner.
Yes. And you have to prove it like, you know, like you're proving facts, di ba? So,
yes.
Patapos pag nag-grant tayo ng regional trial court, ano na yung susunod ng gagawin? Pupunta na sila sa local registry
kailangan,
office?
Oo. Kasi ang mangyayari din, the solicitor general din, because syempre ang job talaga ng solicitor general talaga is to ensure talaga that the foundation of the family is really protected.
Yes.
So, pag nakita naman talaga na ito na talaga, na-decide na talaga, may divorce decree na talaga, sometimes a soldier will make an opposition. But sometimes, mm-hmm. hindi siya mag-oppose.
So, hindi automatic yun. Unlike sa annulment, diba, automatic ang solicitor. Kailangan automatic appeal yun. So, ito iba.
Oo. So,
yeah.
ang kailangan lang, ipapakita lang yun. Okay, papakita lang, pumunta ka sa PSA. Pero kailangan mo yung final and executory order ni judge.
Ng judge, that's right.
Yes.
Yes. So, ipapa-annotate mo yun, ano, na recognize yung divorce mo. And then, pag na-annotate na yun, pwede ka nang magpakasal ulit. Yun,
oo,
diba?
Kung gusto mo. O kasi gumastos ka naman.
Kung gusto mo.
Hindi kasi, Attorney Eileen, before when I was practicing, before
yeah.
I was unable to practice because of my job na, marami talaga na tinatanong ko, bakit ka ba kukuha ng annulment o ng divorce, di ba? Papa-recognize mo. Usually, meron ng partner. Oo, meron na silang partner na, you know, na gusto nilang ma-legitimate yung kanilang union.
Yeah,
that's why they go to that process. Kasi napakamahal po talaga. Sa totoo
yeah.
lang po. And then, karamihan po yung mga kumukuha po ng mga ganitong mga divorce or annulment, karamihan po sa kanila mga OFW who were able to meet other people Yun. So,
yes.
Ano nangyayari? Oo.
Siguro may dagdag ako
dyan. Globalized na tayo eh. Globalized
tama,
na
tama. So, actually, meron nga lang akong recently consultation related to that kasi nga, of course, I'm not allowed to reveal the identity, but
yes.
Yun nga. So, kasi nangyayari, matagal na siyang, physically separated doon sa kanyang, sa kanyang asawa na nasa Philippines. So, nag-travel siya sa US. And then, meron na sila mga siguro 10 years na hindi sila nag-uusap. At saka yung husband niya, meron na rin family. Tapos siya dito, may nakilala siya. Pero dahil nga hindi pa sila divorce sa Philippines, kinakailangan niya siyempre na mag-divorce, mag-file muna ng divorce bago siya makapagpakasal dito sa kanyang bagong boyfriend. So which is, may maraming pwede pang mga katanungan dyan eh. Pero gusto ko lang linawin sa mga kababayan natin na yung iba kasi mga basic lang din naman yung mga tanong nila. So gusto kong i-discuss itong exception na ito sa based sa hypothetical yung scenario, which is mahilig na mahilig tayo sa law school niya, Attorney Agnes.
Bar
okay
question.
So I know, right? Oh, this is my bar question for you. Yeah. Attorney Agnes. Okay, so ito yung first hypothetical ko. This is one of the exceptions na pwedeng recognize ang Philippines ang divorce. So inisip ko kanina sino kang character ang gagamitin ko, si pwede si Jack and Jill na lang. Tapos chinek ko akong magkapatid si Jack and Jill, hindi naman, so okay lang. So si Jack and Jill yung ating character. Okay?
Who went
si
Jack Hill?
I know. Hindi naman sila magkakamag-anak kasi sabi ko okay lang gamitin natin sila. 'Di ba? Chinek ko pa 'yan, fact check ko pa 'yan. Baka kasi magreklamo yung anak ko pag narinig niya ako na mommy wise, So I have to check. So anyway, so si Jack is a Filipino citizen. He got married to Jill who is also a Filipino citizen. Tapos bonggang-bonggang church wedding sila no in Manila. Then si Jack moved to the United States. And nagka-love life. Katulad nga ng sinasabi natin. Nagka-love life siya dito. He then filed a petition for divorce in the state of Texas purposely para mapakasalan niya yung kanyang bagong girlfriend. Now, will the foreign divorce be recognized in the Philippines? I guess the question here, the simpler question here is a divorce in a foreign country filed by a spouse while Filipino, still Filipino citizen at the time of obtaining the divorce decree, is valid and be recognized in the Philippines?
So that the answer is no.
Because, no, yes.
The national law follow the citizenship of the parties. Dahil si Jack Filipino pa at the time na sila
yung right.
Divorce, you cannot circumvent the law. Kasi kita mo, di ba, pagiging unfair, kasi mayaman siya, nakapunta siya sa abroad. So, nakakuha siya ng divorce. Pero yung mga taong hindi makakalabas ng Pilipinas, di ba? They cannot have access to a court granting divorce. So, ganyan na nangyari. But si Jack, unfortunately, dahil Pilipino ka pa, governed ka pa ng Executive Order 209 ng Family Code.
Mm-hmm. Yun yung nationality rule. They follow us. Filipino citizens are, sinusundan niya ng batas.
Article
15. Right,
yes.
Wherever you are, kung saan ka mang lupalop ng mundo, as long as you are Filipino, you are bound by the law of the Philippines. Yan yan,
yes.
Ang nationality. So, ibahin naman natin ng konti yung ating facts, no? Okay, si Jack and Jill pa rin. So, si Jack, Filipino citizen, got married with Jill, who is also a Filipino citizen. Eventually, nagpunta si Jack sa United States, siguro through via work visa, and eventually, nakapag-naturalize siya, naging U.S. citizen siya. So, ngayon, after he obtained his U.S. citizenship through naturalization, this time, nag-file siya ng divorce. Let's say dito sa Texas, nag-file siya ng divorce dito sa Texas, assuming na he was able to comply with the residency requirements. Kasi dito sa Texas, of course, iba-ibang bawat states, no? Dito, kailangan bago ka makapag-file ng divorce, you are domiciled in Texas for 6 months and you are a resident of that county. Yung county, parang province yata yun ang counterpart niya sa Philippines eh. You are a resident of the county for 90 days. So let's say na-comply niya yun, nag-file siya ng divorce this time. Will that divorce be recognized now in the Philippines?
Okay. Attorney Eileen, kasi alam mo, the tie ng Philippines tsaka kay Jack was already severed kasi hindi na siya Filipino citizen. So the laws of the United States and particularly in this case, yung Texas will apply now to Jack. So that allows him to get a valid divorce and that divorce now can be used by Jill. if she
Yes.
wants to declare herself also capacitated to get married later on.
That's right. So, kailangan niyang gawin yung ano, recognition, katulad ng diniscuss natin kanina para
makapagpakasal
siya.
Yes, because syempre si Jack, dahil di na siya citizen, eh, bakit pa siya uwi sa Pilipinas kung wala na siyang ties, di ba? Kasi
That's
happily
right.
married na siya. Kung sino man ang isang Texan na napakasalan niya, di ba? So, si Jill, kawawa naman siya.
No.
Married pa rin siya sa isang taong hindi na married sa kanya. So,
that's right.
That's the reason. That's the spirit behind the law. That's why the Republic versus Manalo was also adopted by the Supreme Court in 2018. Kasi nga, kasi noona, diba, dapat yung foreigner lang. Eh, paano yung Pilipina, diba?
Oo, tama. Yan naman ang discuss natin mamaya, Attorney Agnes. Mm-hmm. Salilinawin natin yan para mas malinaw sa ating mga tagapakinig at saka mga nanonood. We will give them an example, like a scenario ng katulad ng sinabi natin kanina. Pero gagawin natin yan after we come back. Let's have a quick break muna, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hello to everyone from Roof Chamber Radio. I'm encouraging all of you to stay here, stay in this chamber. If you want to be inspired, you want to be encouraged, this is where it's at. And we're all going to need this, especially, you know, in this new year that we're in. We don't know what's up for tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen next week or next month. But I believe that when you gather with people who believe in the power, the faithfulness, and the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is power in that in itself. So stay here. Stay in the Roof Chamber Radio. Be inspired, be encouraged, and let's all go through life, not on our own, and more than just with each other, but let's speak the faith, let's share the faith, let's live by faith, and let's walk by faith. God bless you all, everyone, from Roof Chamber Radio.
Ayan, at nagbabalik po tayo sa usapang off the record. Bago natin balikan yung maganda nating discussion about divorce, ay basahin muna natin ibang mga comments dito. Ah, mukhang mga interesting. So, let's start. Okay. Skip, skip. Okay. Oh, may bumati dito sa Pangasinense, oh. Ano ba ito? Ontan mat, et si kayo, kabuasan mat, attorney. Ay, tama ba? Ganon din daw sa atin. Magandang umaga ang ibig niyang sabihin yan. Si Rochelle yan, kapatid ko yan. Kapatid kong bunso. Pinahirapan ako sa pinabasa niya sa akin. Nagot ka. Okay, anyway, ito pa si Mark. Sabi niya, hello, Attorney Agnes. Sabi niya dito, ayan, meron ka ng taga-follow dito, Attorney Agnes.
Thank you, Mark.
Si Mark. Tapos si Eugene. Sabi niya, we should avail of this option here in the Philippines. So as far as to smoothen legal entanglements about post-conjugal partitions of assets. Tama, totoo yan. Kasi siguro mamaya madidiscuss din natin yan dahil mahalaga rin yan, lalo na yung mga nag-aasawa ng mga Filipina na nag-aasawa ng foreign nationals. Tapos they pass away without a will. You know, yung foreign national ay magiging ano yan. Pwedeng makapag-acquire ng property dyan sa Philippines kung kasal siya nung namatay. So yeah, those are very important legal issues actually. Ayan, sa Attorney Agnes, si Eugene, isa mo na rin taga-follow. Ayan, at si, hindi ko alam kung tama, babasahin ko ba ito ng tama, Giuseppe? Giuseppe, pasensya ka na kung mali ang basa ko, hindi ako masyado magaling magbasa ng name.
Siguro mas maganda pero, Giuseppe, kung Pilipino, Giuseppe, diba?
Sabi yan.
English, Giuseppe, diba? Giuseppe.
Ayan, Giuseppe, baka magalit siya, Giuseppe. Alright, hello daw, Attorney Agnes.
Thank you very
ayan,
much.
Ayan, taga-sunod na rin yan, Attorney Agnes. Wow. Okay, so anyway, balikan natin yung ating magandang talakayan kanina, no? So, let's give a scenario para mas malinaw. Okay, so balik tayo kay Jack and Jill, ano? Si Jack, Filipino citizen. He got married to Jill, who was a Filipino citizen at that time. And then they went to US. So this time, dalawa silang pumunta sa US, on a valid work visa, okay? Eventually, si Jack became a naturalized US citizen. At syempre, he filed a petition. Let's say, si Jill pala naiwan kasi usually pag naiwan yung ano yung wife ano. So let's say
unless
naging
nurse, 'di ba?
Unless at syempre meron pa mga iba diyan. But anyway, so let's say yung scenario natin is si Jack ang nauna dito and then naging nag-naturalize siya, naging US citizen siya, nag-file siya ng petition para kay Jill and then Jill came to the US. So after some time si Jill ay naging green card kasi maging green card holder ka muna yan yung legal permanent resident bago ka maging bago ka mag-naturalize into a US citizen. Ngayon, let's say hindi sila nagkasundo. Pag-awayin natin sila, okay, nag-away sila dito sa Texas, no? Sabi nila, enough is enough. So, sige, mag-divorce na tayo. Kasi dito sa Texas, meron kami tinatawag na no-fault divorce. Pag sinabi natin no-fault divorce, yung basta't hindi na lang kayo hindi na lang kayo magkasundo, hindi nyo na may stand ang isa't isa. Kumbaga, you can get a divorce without proving the fault of the other party, of the other spouse. Yan, naging insupportable na yung inyong marriage, hindi nyo na maayos. So let's say nag-file sila ng divorce, let's say ang nag-file ng divorce this time is si Jill, yung babae. Mm-hmm. Oo. Si Jill, nung final na yon, yung divorce ay legal permanent resident siya or green card holder. So in other words, hindi pa siya US citizen. So ang sinasabi natin, pag si Jill ang nag-file at siya ay US, hindi pa siya US citizen, ito ba ay ma-recognize ng Philippine law? So let's clarify the facts. Si Jack US citizen na, si Jill ay green card holder pa. Si Jill ang nag-file ng divorce. So in other words, si Jill ay Filipino citizen pa nung final niyang divorce at when they obtained the divorce decree ay Filipino citizen pa si Jill. Mm-hmm. Si Jack ay
I
hindi na.
I respectfully submit na it's already valid because of the Republic versus Manalo ruling.
Yes.
So ang mangyayari kasi noon because of that expansion, because the Supreme Court explained nga na the spirit of the law must be followed. And mm-hmm. so the law talaga has to be applied, even though na promulgate lang daw yun ni late President Cory Aquino. That was the intent talaga because they amended it because the some people talked to the president. Kaya nga merong 277, right? Inamend yung family code natin eh. So so that's the reason I submit dahil nga yun, yung the Republic, yung Manalo ruling should be applied also kay Jill. Because that's the intent really is to put them in the same status.
That is right. Para maging fair and equal protection nga tayo,
yes.
Diba?
And that's
equal
what
protection
the law is all
law.
About, diba? Fair, justice.
That's right. Fair. What is just and what is fair. That's yes. right. So yung Manalo case, this was promulgated 2018. Yes. So it changed really yung dating mga, dati kasi ang kailangan lang mag-file ay yung US citizen or yung foreign national ang kailangan mag-file para ma-recognize. Ngayon,
correct.
Pwede nang ang mag-file ay yung Filipino citizen, pero syempre hindi sa Philippines, doon sa country, like for example, here sa US. Mm-hmm. So si Jill nagawa niya yun kasi naka-green card siya eh. So nandito siya, nakapag-file siya dito. At saka dahil yung kanyang spouse na si Jack ay US citizen na, so considered na siyang foreign foreign citizen spouse yon. So yan, maganda yan. Okay. Uh-oh. So eto naman ang naghahanap ako ng sagot talaga dito, pero
wala pa rin.
Wala makitang a decided case, but yeah. I feel like we can answer this question based dun sa mga decided cases na tsaka yung intent of the law. So ito yes. naman, actually recent lang dito na na-encounter ko eh. So ito, si Jack pa rin, no? Filipino citizen. He got married with Jill, who is a Filipino citizen at that time. They both migrated here in the US. Tapos eventually naging nag-naturalize sila into US citizen, ano? And then after a while, na-realize nila, oh, you know what? I don't want to have any restriction. Gusto kong mamili ng mga hacienda sa Philippines. So, ayoko nang may restrictions sa ownership. Katulad nung itong ownership of property na ito ay na-discuss namin ni Vice Consul Attorney Marco Lopez sa previous episode. So, yung nag-dual sila. Okay, so dual citizens lang ngayon, US and Philippines. So both are dual citizens. Ngayon, hindi sila nagkasundo, gusto na maghiwalay, so nag-file sila ng divorce. Let's say, whoever filed the divorce, si Jack or si Jill. So nag-file sila ng divorce, and they got their divorce decree at nag-grant naman yon. So will that divorce be recognized in the Philippines? So, no, that's just a no-no. I guess the question is, can a foreign divorce obtained by dual citizen, a spouse, be recognized in the Philippines?
Alam mo, Attorney Eileen, depende yan ang mag-gusto natin, strict application of the law o a liberal interpretation. I'd like to believe talaga that we should really help talaga our citizens, 'di ba? And now they're dual citizens paying taxes both in the United States and in the Philippines. So dahil pa Pilipino sila, we deprive them of their right na naging American citizen na sila. Kaya nga nating pinomote to, pinasayang batas sa dual citizen para we extend to them whatever is necessary because somehow even if they're no longer Filipino citizens, di ba, nag-American citizens sila, si Jack at saka si Jill, they decided to get back again their Filipino citizenship. So somehow supporting the economy of the Philippines. So they bought properties, di ba? So they paid taxes for their properties and every year they pay a milyar for this one. So kung ako ang tatanungin, kasi wala pa atang decision ng
I
ganyan,
know, naghanap na ako eh.
I will consume
Sorry.
it liberally. Following the ruling yung sa Republic versus Manalo. So, wala pa yan. Kung sakasakali, siguro a first of case impression pa yan. Siguro, baka may mag-apply na sa'yo, Attorney Eileen, kasi unfortunately talaga, sa hirap ng buhay sa Pilipinas, yung mga taong lumalabas ng bansa, somehow they have a good life, so they're able to save money. And because of their ties in the Philippines, they invested siguro in their barangay, in their city. So they help in the economy of that particular LGU, di ba? Unfortunately nga lang, the marriage didn't work out. But as far as they're concerned, they're helping the economy of the Philippines, right? Especially now, baksak na baksak ang ekonomiya ng Pilipinas. So dahil ba Pilipino sila, sasabihin natin, hindi, kasi Pilipino kayo mag-a-apply. But Amerikano rin sila eh. So we extend to them, 'di ba? Liberal interpretation ng aking ipupush diyan, Attorney Eileen.
Siyempre naman, nire-respeto ko ang iyong opinion, Attorney Agnes. Katulad din ng mga opinion ng iba't iba dito, we respect your opinion kasi opinion nyo yan eh, di ba? So, kanya-kanya tayo ng opinion. Since this one is not yet decided, it's really hard to argue a lot about this. Wala tayong masyadong basis yan. So, that's right. It's actually a conundrum right now kung sakasakali man. Siguro, depende na lang sa judge na mag-interpret nung recognition ng a divorce decree ang nabanggit may nakapagsabi nga sa kanya siguro mag-apply dyan ng committee ano sa decision ng judge since walang previous case ruled by the or decided by the Supreme Court hope
That's the
ho
man
assuming
committees. Yeah, committees yun naman one of the tenets talaga of private international law, right?
oo Kasi nga naman but under the ano ba yon yung civil code natin ano bang article in 15 yung
Yeah,
nationality
kaya
rule
nag-follow, di
oo
ba?
kasi 'di ba nung make sense din naman kasi
Yeah,
nung
that's a strict
nagdual
interpretation.
oo dun nagdual sila ay naging applicable ulit ang Philippine law sa kanila so mag-a-apply na naman yung prohibition dahil both Filipino citizens sila so
Yes,
it's
pero may
really
EO-209 naman, di ba? Sa
oo
EO, di ba? O sa
So, depende lang
Marikina.
siguro kung paano i-argue ng attorney nyo yan
Correct.
pagka nag-file kayo ng
Kaya kunin niyo si Attorney
recognition.
Aileen.
Ay, hindi ako nagpa-practice doon. So, marami. Pero, syempre, kung kailangan nyo ng tulong, I will find somebody for you. Or you can consult with an attorney, competent attorney dyan sa jurisdiction na yan. Definitely, you always have to consult kung meron kayong mga pinaplanong ganyan. Let's say, it affects your life, your marriage, and your property ownership as well. It's very important yan. Wow, galing naman. So, I know this could be a big source of debate, Attorney Agnes.
Yes,
Baka mamaya may naman, tanong sa iyo to mamaya.
Mahirap talaga mag ang pamilya pag nasisira ang pamilya. Talagang napakasakit talaga 'yan. But at the end of the day talaga. Kaya nga sinabi natin sa mga Pilipino, pag kinakasal, dapat lumagay sa tahimik. Eh kung nagkagulo ang buhay mo, di hindi na talaga lumagay sa tahimik, di ba? So sa ating mga Pilipino, culturally, we understand, when people get married, the term we use is lumagay sa tahimik. Pero hindi nga tahimik eh, ang nangyari. So anong gagawin natin? Baka mamaya magkasakitan pa at mauwi pa sa kamatayan. And we are, our eyes are open to this one. Yes, so ayun ang, and of course, syempre, this is only my opinion.
Of course.
Assuming that I am given the privilege to be a lawmaker, then I'm only representing, I have a voice, and those people who voted for me. But when we go and deliberate in the Senate later on, diba, kanya-kanya ka tayo, kasi at the end, we come there, we're Solons. We are supposed to be the wise people. And then we go back to our constituents and ask them what do they want. And then kaya nga may committee hearing. All the stakeholders should be there to give their opinion. And when everyone is heard, then us, dapat, yung mga lawmakers, should now make a wise decision. So even if ito yung stand ko o yung stand nila, kaya nga Republican tayo, Democratic government tayo. Because that is how our constitution says us, di ba? Republican, democratic state po ang Pilipinas.
No, it's not, no one is above the law. You know, it's not a rule by one person. May tanong dito, pasayin natin, I think importante ito. Galing kay Eugene, ang sabi niya, they may be legally separated muna daw here pending any new law. Actually, this is a good opportunity to ask, ano, kasi sa Philippines naman, meron naman talagang other way to end the marriage. Kaya lang nga, it's, you know, it's different way and there are more requirements. And I'm talking about annulment. Yan.
Yes.
Annulment is actually going to end the marriage, because the marriage is void from the very beginning, right, Attorney Agnes? So can we please distinguish between annulment and divorce, just for the sake of our listeners and viewers?
So the issue is, what happens to the marriage? In annulment, you will declare that the marriage was never valid in the beginning because there was some defect, a formal defect or an essential defect. So, sasabihin, wala pong marriage. But may mga bata. So, are we saying, pumutok lang yung basa-basa? Kaya nga, para ito yung medyo nawi-weirdohan ako because it creates a legal fiction. You're saying there's no marriage. And then may mga anak sila. And then sabi ng bata, hindi, kahit hindi valid yung marriage nila, legitimate yung mga bata. Di ba parang medyo weird yun? Di ba? Pero, yung divorce naman, it says the marriage was valid. Unfortunately, we terminated it because of what happened to the spouses. So, that's the reason. Now, yung separation naman, idadagdag ko na lang. The marriage is still valid, but the spouses, because of what happened, decided to live separately. But, the support will still continue, di ba? Parental authority, it will still continue unless one of them goes to court and have one of them declared na sila yung may sole custody. Kung yung isang spouse talaga ay violente talaga, di ba? Baka sakpan yung bata, di ba? So advisable na mag-sole custody hanggang ma-work out nung violent spouse yung kanyang issues sa psychologist or psychiatrist so that maibalik ulit yung kanyang parental authority, because it's really hard really to grow up talaga without a father and a mother, di ba?
Totoo yan. Walang gagabay. Yun ang ating primary role as parents to our children is kabayan natin nating mga anak para lumaki sila na maayos at maging asset sila ng ating community, di ba? Mga leaders ng ating community. Ngayon, yung ano, nabanggit mo yung legal separation, no? So, ang legal separation, it's like physically separated sila, legally physically separated, but they're still married. So, they cannot remarry at all. Pero yung annulment,
Sorry. Go ahead. Kasi alam mo, sa Pilipinas, 'di ba, pag nag-away o may babae, 'di ba? Walk out yung babae, 'di ba? O sinaktan.
Maglalayas. Diba?
It's either the woman goes to barangay, 'di ba? Para mm-hmm. kick out yung husband niya because karapatan niya 'yon. Doon mm-hmm. sa conjugal family, pag sinaktan siya, the woman can go to the barangay and ask the barangay na palabasin yung lalaki doon sa bahay na yon. Kahit yung lalaki okay. ang nagbabayad ng renta o bahay niya yon, mm-hmm. the fact that it's conjugal home allows the woman to seek that remedy na umalis muna yung lalaki doon sa
because
bahay.
Because yung lalaki ang aggressor, ang nananakit.
Yes, because of the vow yes. silo. Oo. And yes. also, kahit hindi sila kasal, the vow si applies to a common law relationship. Yung nagsasama na walang talagang valid marriage, di ba? Kasi mm-hmm. ayun yung binigay ng batas. Kasi bakit sabi nila, yung vow silang ba, para lang ba yan sa babae at sa mga bata, hindi ba yan nag-a-apply? Kasi alam mo sa Pilipinas, marami pong matatapang tayong babae dito, di ba? Meron din mga under desire. Meron ganyang kaso, sabi nung lalaki. Eh, ako nga yung minumagbog ng asawa.
Paano naman ako, di ba? Sabi.
Paano ako yun eh? Ayun nga lang po, unfortunately, nag-rule na po ang ating Supreme Court. Ang bawsi po, para lang po yan sa babae at sa mga bata.
Oh, very interesting to know. Oo.
Yes.
Yan. Oh, anyway, Attorney Agnes, bago tayo magpatuloy, let's have a quick break muna.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, we are so pleased to be with you. Thank you for being with us. We want to invite you to be part of the Difusión Latina, a portal de fe. We are the Spanish Ministry of Roof Chamber Radio, and we are so blessed to be with these guys all around the world. Please be with us on YouTube and Facebook. We would love very much to know how God is blessing you, and please come along and support us. God bless you, and see you then.
Nagbabalik po tayo sa usapang off the record. So we have discussed different scenarios, hypotheticals related po sa foreign divorce decree and of course how it will be recognized in the Philippines. So Attorney Agnes, mag-recap lang ako nang maikli ano, to recap our discussion for today lang. As we have discussed, there's no divorce in the Philippines except for the Muslim and the indigenous katulad ng nabanggit ni Attorney Agnes kanina. But when a divorce is obtained in a foreign country, it may be recognized in the Philippines. Of course, capacitating the Filipino spouse to remarry. But in order for the foreign divorce decree to be recognized in the Philippines, kailangan po na merong ano yan, sundin niya yung proseso. May judicial recognition tayo dyan. Kailangan mag-file ng petition sa regional trial court at bago iparegister yung ano yung divorce decree obtained from the foreign country. Yan. However, kapag kayong foreign divorce mo ay nagpo-fall sa exemption, yun naman ay ano importante rin na malaman ninyo kung ano-ano yung nagpo-fall doon. So, a valid foreign divorce will be recognized in the Philippines when at least one of the spouses is either a foreign national or a former Filipino who became naturalized foreign citizen. At hindi pa tayo decided kapag dual citizen siya. Yan na, yes. You know, open pa for discussion. So the foreign divorce decree may be obtained by either the foreign national spouse, the naturalized foreign citizen spouse, or the Filipino spouse ay pwede na rin, recognize na rin yan. So, but please consult an experienced attorney in your jurisdiction to help you navigate these legal issues. Ayan. So, Attorney Agnes, you know, ito, in August 2021, nabalitaan namin that the Committee on Population and Family Relations nga ay nagpasa ng bill legalizing absolute divorce in the Philippines, no? Could you please tell us more about it at ano na ang status nito?
Okay, so yesterday I was able to talk to the head of the legal of the House of Representatives and she told me na pending pa rin, second reading pa rin. So the committee they came up with that report and then they reported it's a plenary for debates. And mm-hmm. I think the main proponent of that is Congressman Lagman, who said na it's really about time na magkaroon tayo ng divorce. And he cited also yung ating history that in our times nga, di ba, meron ng mga divorce na nangyari sa atin, nung panahon ng mga Amerikano, nung panahon ng mga Japanese colonial period, di ba? Meron mm-hmm. pong divorce. And also, as I mentioned nga, pre-Spanish, meron na pong mga hiwalayan na divorce na nangyari. And during the 1970s nga, na-recognize nga yon na we have to incorporate the local laws in the national, you know, the national psyche of the Philippines. Kaya PD 1083 was passed. So those were the reasons he cited. And also because the Philippines is a global economy ng ano, parang interconnected, diba? Globalization. And hindi natin madi-deny talaga na ang malaki talaga ang suporta talaga ng mga OFW talaga sa Pilipinas. And usually, because of the long distance, talagang nagsasuffer po talaga yung family relations. Kasi malungkot po, di ba, sa ibang bansa. And even if talaga nagsumpaan, magmamahala na habang buhay talaga, sometimes...
till death do us part.
Yes, di ba? Mahina po, marupok po sometimes ang pag-ibig. Paminsan po, love is not forever for some people, di ba?
Walang so, forever?
Oo, wala to forever, sabi ng pelikula, di ba? But, for, ayun nga, kasi kinocompare tayo, di ba? Kinocompare tayo sa Vatican City. I just like to point out na Vatican City is formerly part yan ng Italy, di ba? Ang Italy, they recognize na divorce.
Yes.
Karamihan kasi na nasa Vatican City, these are really the religious and our, the head of the, you know, our religion, di ba? So, ibig sabihin, napakataas talaga ng kanilang commitment talaga. Unfortunately, there are also some instances that they also fall from grace. Kaya nga, di ba, si... Cardinal Ratzinger, di ba, si Pope Benedict, that's why he retired early. Because sabi nila, may mga issues na involving nga, na recognizing na hindi, meron ding mga religious leaders tayo na hindi nila ma-fulfill yung vows sila sa church, right? That's why nagkaroon ng problem. Ito lang po, naisip ko lang, kasi kung ito na yung ating mga religious leaders, super taas na sila. And in fact, mga evangelists natin in America, di ba? Yung mga nalalaman natin, meron din silang mga marital problems, di ba? Challenges to the Quran. So, sila na rin, nagka-problema na rin. Paano pa yung mga ordinaryong mga Pilipino na going through this problem? But, as pointed out nga, it should be construed strictly. Naglagay ng grounds. Kasi if you look at history, tama rin naman, I'm looking at the history because yung divorce happened sa England sometime in the 18th century, right? And because of the change in the relations. Nagulat nga ako eh, I was able to come up with a thesis na in Yorkshire daw, in a mining town. Pero hindi ito yung karamihan na. Nag-swap sila ng mga wives sila pag hindi na daw okay yung marriage. Pero dapat, nag-agree yung spouses. Dahil okay. Wala nang divorce nangyari, pumapayag na yung babae magiging asawa ng another minor in that town. Kasi that's the reality that's happening. So, and also, napaka-stricto ng divorce noon. But dahil nga nag-improve nga yung economic relations because of industrialization, nag-change. And then, this also happened in America, diba? Sa America din, because of the pioneering spirits, mas mahirap, diba, yung buhay doon, diba? So, so what we're saying is, the substructure talaga also plays a role talaga in the superstructure. This is what Karl Marx was talking about. Sa ating ngayon, sa Pilipinas ngayon, much as we would like really to really be true talaga, pure talaga tayo sa natutunan natin, hindi rin talaga natural talaga sa atin yung pagiging Kristiyano. Kasi nga, we're celebrating 500 years of Christianity. And we thank that the faith was brought here. Me, I'm a Christian. I'm also an elder of the Church of the Risen Lord. Pero we cannot close our eyes na meron din po tayong culture talaga na nagre-recognize talaga na mayroong breakdown of the marriage and they allow separation talaga, final separation. Now, tinatawag talaga natin divorce. In England, we call that mensa e thoro, di ba? Ito yung tinatawag ngayon natin na legal separation. Naghihiwalay lang yung couple. But because of in the changing times, kaya nagkaroon ng divorce. And I think this is what Congressman Lagman and Gabriela leaders natin na party list talaga. Ayun nga sinasabi nga, I think si Congresswoman Rosas and also is one of the proponents na nabasa ko. Now, we have to recognize this. Now, in the Senate, if I can go na to the Senate because
yes.
Because tumatakbo.
Kasi pupunta yun eh. Oo. Oh. At saka pupunta yun doon sa Senate eh.
Yes, oo. Actually, nauna na nga ata sila. They discussed this in 2019.
Oh, meron na noon nga. Tama, yeah. 2019, I remember that.
Si Contiveros.
Yes, yes. Senate,
Who really pushed for this. And I checked 2019. Mm-hmm. So, dahil second reading pa nga yan, di ba? But meron din nag-oppose po niyan. Si Vice Presidential Ball Lito Atienza, alam naman natin na pro-life po, family at siya, di ba? Tapos si Congressman Villanueva na Jesus is Lord, di ba? So sila ay yung nag-oppose because they want really to preserve talaga the family. Kasi ayun ang ideal eh. Sino ba naman ang ayaw...
Buo. Oh, syempre lahat tayo gusto natin buong family natin because that is our culture. We value our family so much. Attorney Agnes, alam mo, napagaganda ng discussion natin pero parang nakikinikinita ko na kung paano mo i-argue itong divorce when the right time comes, 'di ba? So anyway, although gusto ko pa talagang pagkwento, maybe next time magkaroon tayo ng another or part 2 of this one, no? Kasi kung hindi na magiging busy ang schedule mo because I know your schedule is going to be very busy, you know. But thank you so much for sharing your insights today with our audience and listeners. We, as the Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy at Usapang Off the Record, we are very grateful for your time and effort naman, syempre. We appreciate you, Attorney Agnes. So, ito na lang. Wala na kasi tayong oras, ano? Ano na yung last message mo to our audience and listeners? Quick lang.
Okay, so maraming salamat po for listening to us. We know that time is very precious and we thank you for tuning in to this Usapang Off the Record to listen to our discussion about divorce and whether it is really timely for the Philippines right now because the Philippines is not an autarky. It is an economy that is really closely connected to what's happening in the world. And do we allow ourselves to be held back? Or do we embrace that, you know, what's really happening in the world so that we can be relevant and be abreast really with what's happening? Taking into consideration that the Philippines also has its own art, has its own culture. That's why we should really talk as a nation. Ano ba talaga yung makakabuti talaga sa Pilipinas? Kung talaga bang dapat na ba talaga magkaroon ng divorce sa Pilipinas o hindi pa? So, at samahan po ninyo ako, bigay po niyo sa akin ng opinion ninyo kasi kung ako po ay uupo po sa Senado, kailangan ko po 'yan para magabayan po ako kung ano po ang tama na daan na tatahakin ko pag ipo-push ko ba o hindi po atong divorce na ito. Maraming salamat po.
Maraming salamat, Attorney Agnes Joyce Bailen, at sa mga audience and listeners natin from all over the world. Before we go, I'd like to say thank you to Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy for this opportunity. Thank you, Roof Chamber Media Corporation. Thank you to my technical teams, technical team. Yung support nila ay talaga namang off the roof yan. Si Fenji, si Mari, si Pons, si Cal, si Philip, at syempre pa si Attorney Orly. I'll see you all next week sa isa na namang Usapang Off the Record. This is Eileen. Have a great weekend. Everyone, make it worth it. Salamat po!